Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor John Yoo of the Civitas Institute and the University of California at Berkeley Law School. And recently he filed for the New York Post an article pointing to May 15th for oral arguments before the Supreme Court about a tension between the Trump administration and federal judges who, John correctly says, take on the power of God, beyond God. The joke is God knows he's not a federal judge. John, what is the nature of the argument that the Supreme Court must choose between can the Trump administration shove aside, elbow aside, or in otherwise block a federal judge who stops the effort of the whole government on the basis of, I think they call it a temporary stop?
This is the question of, or sometimes called nationwide or universal injunctions, where a single federal judge anywhere in the country, and there are 1,000 federal trial judges in the United States, any single one of them says, I think President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship is illegal, or I think President Trump's refusal to spend money, right, to sequester it, is illegal. And so I order the entire government to stop in its tracks, not just with regard to the people who are in front of me in my courtroom who have sued, but with regard to anybody, right? So that's why they call nationwide or universal injunctions on the government. I tend to think, and several justices of the Supreme Court think, that that is an unconstitutional use of the power of a judge. The judge can only decide the case before them with the people in the courtroom in front of him or her. They don't have a power to tell the government what to do nationwide with regard to everybody. That is what's really behind the fight that Trump is having with all these judges. You know, Trump has, you know, tried to break FDR's record in the first 100 days. I think he just did in number of executive orders filed. I think he's also now broken the record for number of injunctions by judges against his executive orders because of this decentralized federal judges all over the country, all, you know, here, there, blocking his government as a whole from acting. So the Supreme Court has announced, this is remarkable. Usually the Supreme Court by now is done hearing cases, and now they're just writing the opinions, issuing the opinions, getting ready for summer vacation. But they've ordered a special session of the court for May 15th to hear the arguments about not just really, there are 4 judges who have blocked birthright citizenship throughout the nation, but what they're really going to hear is, can these judges do this? Can they stop the government in its tracks nationwide, or are they only limited to deciding the case that's right in front of them? This gives Roberts, actually, Chief Justice Roberts and the Supreme Court, a way to defuse this huge conflict that we've been watching between the courts and the presidency.
This, the Article 3 of the Constitution you cite in your New York Post piece talks about cases and controversies. How is that interpreted, John?
So this is a big fight. That is the crucial text, John, at the heart of this case, because cases or controversies, I think, means the dispute before the judge, right? Who is suing? So if you're, this is, take for example, the cases we're just talking about. Suppose you are 6 of the Venezuelans who were deported to El Salvador.
Right.
That is the case that's before the judge, is a case brought by those 6 Venezuelans.
Just the 6, not every.
Just the 6. Right. Yes, exactly, John. Just the 6. So if this judge thinks that you can't be deported to Venezuela under the Alien Enemies Act, then I would say only those 6 benefit from that judge's decision. But the judge doesn't have the power to then say, and bring back all the other 300 who are sent, who I don't even have in front of my courtroom. Justice Scalia wrote a very interesting opinion where he said, if you expand this case or controversy requirement, judges are going to start roaming free and they'll become like the third branch of, they'll be like a third house of Congress, or they'll be a ombudsman for the executive branch. And he said, in fact, they will run the executive branch because every executive branch decision, every law of Congress will be appealed to the judges. And some judge somewhere will say, I'm going to run this policy, not the executive branch. And so I think Scalia's prescient warnings about that have come to fruition now. And so I think what the Supreme Court can do is remind these lower court judges, you only have the power to decide the case or controversy. Let the Supreme Court worry about harmonizing everything nationwide when all the different cases get back to us through the regular appeals process. But district judges, don't go about thinking you have, as you said, John, when you start, the power of God to run the government. That's right. Not your role under the Constitution. We have a much more limited role for courts.
John Yu is a distinguished visiting scholar at the School of Civic Leadership, University of Texas at Austin, the Civitas Institute. He's also the Emmanuel S. Heller Professor of Law, University of California at Berkeley.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.